Hold on a second. You don't mind if I put on headphones?
No. Samach Zayin Amid Beis. And as I say, we're not going to read through the entire sugya inside, but just to highlight this sugya, which begins with Omar Ula, approximately 8 lines down from the top. Ula says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that a karpaf yosem ibeisa sayim shalo hukaf ledira, and it has the status of a karmelis midrabanan because it's a karpaf of that size that's larger than beisa sayim. And then he goes on to say that azorik l'tocho chayev, that if he's standing in Rishus HaRabim and it lands in this karpaf, he's chayev, because on a deraisa level, it's a Rishus HaYochid Gemura. And then the Gemara, in the name of Rav Huna, asks this kasha from the complicated braisa of Sela Shebiyam, which has 3 different parts to it. And the main focus of the Gemara is on the last piece in that braisa, which says that ad kama, ad beis asayim. And there's going to be a machlokas here between Rava and Ravashi about how to interpret that last part of the braisa. We'll mention Rava in passing, but we're going to try to focus our attention on Ravashi. Rava claims that this last piece in the braisa of ad kama, ad beis sasayim, is going back on the resha. And Rava therefore comes to the conclusion that in a case of a sela, which is gavoa asara, it has the height of 10 tfachim, then in such a case, if it has Rochav Arba, which means it has all the dimensions of Rishus HaYochid, Lo Metaltalin, Lo Mitocho Liyam, V'lo Menayam Litocho, because you'd be carrying from a Carmelis into Rishus HaYochid, or from Rishus HaYochid into a Carmelis. V'ad Kama, and the Braisa adds that last piece, what would be the width of this sela, such that now you're not allowed to carry from the yam into the sela, vice versa. Ad beis asayim. Ha yesemi beis asayim mitaltalin. Alma karmelisi. So Rava says the following. Let's just kind of summarize Rava. Rava says that this piece in the braisa goes back to the resha, and you have to make a diuk in the resha. The resha says that if the sela had the dimensions of Rishus HaYochid, then you're not allowed to take from the yam into the sela, vice versa. But what about carrying on top of the sela from one point of the sela to the other? Mitaltalin. And that is because the size of the sela, the width of the sela, is up to but not beyond a beis asayim. However, if the sela is a beis asayim plus, then not only is there an iser in taking from the yam into the sela, but there's also going to be an iser in carrying more than 4 amos on the sela itself, because the sela now has the status of a karpaf, meaning it's a place that's mukaf mechitzos, but not l'shem dira, and it's larger than a beis asayim, and therefore it's a karpaf. You're not allowed to carry more than 4 amos on the karpaf, and certainly you're not allowed to carry from the yam onto the sela. That was Rava. So Rava's opinion for sure would be that you're not allowed to carry within the sela. You're not allowed to carry from the Carmelis onto the Karpaf. And the reason for that is because the Karpaf, although midrabbanan, it has the status, if it's larger than Beis Osayim, of a Karpaf, of a Carmelis, but nevertheless, on a Doraisa level, it is a Rishus HaYochid. And you're not allowed to carry from a Carmelis into Rishus HaYochid. Adkan Rava. We're going to focus our attention on Ravashi. And Rav Ashi is going to come to the conclusion that you're allowed to carry from the Carmelis onto the Selah. And why is that so? So Rav Ashi says, Li'olam Aresha, that the Braisa, as far as the Selah is concerned, is referring back to the Resha. So then we're talking about a case where you are carrying from the Yam onto the Selah. The Selah is wider than a Beis HaSayim, and yet, despite that fact, there's no Iser carrying from the Selah to the Yam. Now, the Yam has a din of a Carmelis, so I understand that it's not a Rishus HaRabim. None of the conditions of Rishus HaRabim apply to a Yam. On the other hand, it is a Carmelis. And Rava, for example, before Rav Ashi, would insist that you're not allowed to carry from the Yam onto the Selah, from a Carmelis onto a place that's a Rishus HaYochid. And yet, the way Rabbi Yochanan reads this Braisa, in this particular case, you're allowed to carry from the Carmelis, meaning from the Yam, onto the Selah, and Dafka, because the Selah is more than a Beis HaSayim, it has the din of a Karpaf. And the Gemara explains Rav Ashi as Hein Amru Vehein Amru, that there are two Durabonans here. There's one Durabonan of carrying from a Carmelis into Rishus HaYochid, or vice versa, and there's another Durabonan of carrying more than four Amos in a Carmelis, or in a Karpaf in this case. And what the Rabbanan are going to do in this situation is they're going to see it as a head-on collision between two Gzeros Durabbanan. One Gzera, again, from a Carmelis to Shusei Yochid, and the other four Amos, or I should say more than four Amos, inside the Carmelis, meaning in the Karpaf, if it's Yesami Beis HaSayim. And what the Rabbanan are going to do is, and we'll try to explain why they see it as a head-on collision, they're going to have to make a decision in this circumstance which one of the Gzeros has to give way to which Gzera. So the Gemara says the following. Hein Amru Karpaf Yesami Beis HaSayim Shaluhu Kaf L'Direin Metaltim Bo'al Arba Amos. They made a gzera that you're not allowed to carry more than four amos in a karpaf. Vehein amru ein metaltim rishus hayochid lekarmelis. So if it's ad beis hasayim disharei l'tiltule bekule asri rabbanu l'tiltule lo min hayam l'tocha v'lo mitocha l'yam, the rabbanon are now going to say that you're allowed to carry from the karmelis, meaning the yam, onto the Selah, even though the Selah is Rishus HaYochid. And certainly we have a Gzeret Rabbanon that prohibits you from carrying from a Carmelis into Rishus HaYochid in both directions. So my timer, Rishus HaYochid Gmurahi. So why then are we going to allow carrying from the Yam onto the Selah in a case of Yesami Beis HaSayim? So the answer is the Osulital Tule Bekule. The Rabbanan said that since the Selah has the width of more than Beis HaSayim, you're not allowed to carry more than four Amos, and the Selah is therefore, the Rabbanan said, Sharu Rabbanan, the Rabbanan of being Matir, Little Tule, to carry from this Selah, which is a Rishus HaYochid, they're going to allow you to carry from the Selah mitocho liyam in a yom litocho. Why would they lift and suspend the Gzeret Rabbanon of carrying from a Rishus HaYochid to a Carmelis, a Carmelis to Rishus HaYochid? My time, Dilma Amri, because we're afraid that if we insist on the Isur of carrying from the Yam onto the Selah or vice versa, then people are going to come to the conclusion that Rishus HaYochid Gmurahi, that the status of the Selah is exactly identical to that of Rishus HaYochid. And that's why the Rabbanan are telling us that we're not allowed to carry from the Selah to the Yam and vice versa. They won't realize that on the Selah itself, because it has the width of more than a Beis Hasayim, you're not allowed to carry more than four avos. They won't realize that. They'll identify the seller as a Rishus HaYochid Gemura, the Asil, till Tule Bekule. And they'll come to carry, like in any Rishus HaYochid, from one end of the Rishus HaYochid to the other. When in truth, the Rabbanon imposed the status of a Kamalist onto the seller because it's Yosem Beis HaSayim, and therefore the Rabbanon said, you're not allowed to be Metaltel more than four avos. So again, if we insist, says Rav Ashi, on the Iser Kamalist to a Rishus HaYochid in this case, meaning from the Yam, which is a Kamalist, onto the Sela, which is here a Kamalist because it's a Karpav, then people are going to mistakenly identify the Karpav as a Rishus HaYochid Gemura, and they're going to carry in the Sela from one end to the other. So therefore, we have no choice, says Rav Ashi, but to suspend the Iser of Yam Lisela, of Karmelis Rishus HaYochid. So the Gemara asks immediately, Maishna, okay, I grant you that there's a problem over here. There's no question that Rava would say it's also to carry from the Yam onto the Sela, but you, Rav Ashi, want to say that it's Mutter. Why are you going to be more makil in that Iser Drabon of carrying from Rishus HaYochid to a Karmelis that you're willing to be lenient about in order to protect the other Gzerah Durabonon of carrying more than four amos in a karpaf, meaning on the sela? And the Gemara answers, Tocho Shchiach, that in the case of four amos on top of the sela, which is a karpaf, it's very Shchiach, and people will come to violate this Iser of carrying more than four amos in the karpaf. But mitocho liyam, uminayam litocho, the Iser of carrying from the yam, the Karmelis, onto the Sela, that's lo shchiach. Now,
very clear explanation.
Okay, great. All right, this is all an introduction to Rashi. Now, what I'd like to suggest is a pshat in the Gemara without Rashi, meaning what I think is the pashtus in the Gemara, would be the following, until I opened up Rashi, that there's a head-on collision here between two gzeros. We have to decide which gzera we should go for, and we're going to choose to suspend the gzera of Karmelis Rishus HaYochid for the sake of maintaining the Iser of carrying four amos beyond, right, plus in the Karpa. Rashi seems to go with a different mahalach. And this Rashi is five lines up, 6 lines up before the end of the Amud. Rashi says, Mitocho liyam lo shchiach, velo gazru rabbanon bimilsa de lo shchicha. So I'm going to read this Rashi on one level, and that's the way the Rashash read this Rashi. Rashi is invoking a general principle that applies to Gzeros Rabbanon, namely, that the Rabbanon don't create a Gzera in a Milsul Shchicha. And since this case of carrying from the Yam onto the Sela is Lo Shchiach, therefore, Milsul Shchiach, Lo Gozu Be Rabbanon. Not the Pashtus that the Gemara was insisting that we have to decide between two Gzeros. So the Rashash immediately asks the following objection, raises this objection to Rashi. What do you mean? The Gemara is making a complete about-face? The Gemara said that the reason why we want to be lenient as far as Yam, Lisela, and vice versa is only because people might come to violate the Iser of carrying more than four amos in the Karpaf on the Sela by identifying the Sela as Rishus HaYochid. This has nothing to do with Milsalo Shchicha Logazri Be Rabbonon. Now I found, which I didn't know last time, in the back of the Masifta, they have what's called Biurei Rashi, and on the Ha'ora, the footnote in the bottom, he quotes this question, the Rashash, and then he quotes another sefer, which I'm not familiar with, called the Divrei Nechemia, who says that according to Rashi, the Gemara made an about-face. The Gemara initially thought that the reason why, according to Rav Ashi, we're going to allow you to carry from the Yam to the Sela is because we have to do so in order to protect the Gzera of carrying more than four amos in the karpaf in the cellar. Again, with that mistake in mind that the onlooker thinks that the status of the cellar is that of Rishus HaYochid Gemurah. And now, the Gemara changed its beat. The Gemara now rescinded its original position in favor of justifying Rav Ashi on the level of Milsalo Shchicha Lo Gozu Bei Rabbanon. So that's one Mahalach in Rashi, which I don't think the Rashash would have smiled about that. He would not have been a happy camper, because we don't like to assume that the Gemara was Choser, but the Gemara just says, my time at Dilma Amri Rishus HaYochid Gemurahi V'yosi L'taltule Bekule. And then the Gemara says, Maishna Tocho. And the Gemara answers, Shchiach. So Tocho Liyam Minayam L'Tocho Lo Shchiach. So Tocho meaning within the Sela, that's Shchiach. But the Gemara never says that we have to drop the ball on our original assumption that Osi L'Taltule, that we're afraid that people might mistakenly think that the seller has a full-fledged status of a Rishus HaYochid, they'll come to carry it more than four amos. The Gemara never backtracks. So in a certain sense, I think the Rashash has the upper hand over here. But what do we do with Rashi? The suggestion was that Rashi doesn't mean to invoke the principle of Milsad Lo Shchicha Lo Gozer Bei Rabbanon. Rashi couldn't be saying that. Rashi knows very well that we have a gzera of the Chachamim that we don't carry from a Karmelis into a Rishus HaYochid or vice versa. Rashi knows that. What Rashi, I think, is doing here is he's saying that we are facing a head-on collision. We have a triage situation. We have to decide which of two gzeros has to bow out. And what we're going to do is, since in general, when the Chachamim have to decide asus yagla Torah, whether to institute a gzera or not, they utilize the principle of milsalo shchicha. So milsalo shchicha is a factor that plays a major role contributing to gzeros d'rabbanon. Well, if we have two gzeros, and now we have to decide which of the gzeros we should insist upon, and which of the gzeros we should suspend, then we're going to utilize that principle, that factor of milsalo shchicha. And Rashi is basically telling you that since bi'alma, meaning in general, milsalo shchicha is a factor that undermines a gzera, works against the gzera, therefore we can take the case of Karmelis to a Karpav, in the case of Yam Lisela, and say that that gzera has the drawback and the negative, so to speak, factor or variable of milsalo shchicha. Whereas the question of carrying four amos in the Karpav, that's called the milsalo shchicha. So if you have to make a choice between the two, we're in favor of milsa de shchicha as opposed to milsalo shchicha.
Question. Balabatish question. Do you hear me?
Yes, I hear you perfectly.
Okay, good. Okay. Is one of these Surah Dirabbanan more bummer than the other?
I don't think so, because
That was today's kibbutz. Business with Reb Meir towards the end, and we don't make two chumras in Erev.
Right, if it's one Tana that has two chumras,
one Tana can't make two chumras.
We can't pass like both chumras of one Tana in Erev.
Right. So my question is here, is one more chumra than the other? That's one question.
Well, let me just, before I forget.
I see what Rashi's queuing in on. Rashi's queuing in on the word shchicha. Gemara's using the word shchicha. Rashi didn't pluck it out of the air.
Right. What I'm suggesting is that the Rashash was incorrect in assuming that when Rashi says milsalo shchicha, he's referring to the universal principle that limits the Rabbanan ties their hands in terms of enacting gzeros. And the universal rule is that the Rabbanan will not enact a gzera when it's a milsalo shchicha. Like the example of that comes to mind is Yayin Mevushal, that there's no gzera Atu Yayin Nesach in the case of Yayin Mevushal, because Yayin Mevushal is a Milsalo Shchicha. Here too, this is a Milsalo Shchicha Lo Gazu Bei Rabbanan. And therefore the Rashash, in his understanding of Rashi, came to the conclusion that the Gemara is making an about face. And the Gemara just drops the whole discussion of what's called Asi Litoltule Bekule, those three words. Forget about those three words. Has nothing to do with those three words. It has to do, according to the Rashash, with a universal principle that restricts the hands of the Rabbanon when they set up the Gzeros. And that is Milsalo Shchicha Lo Gazu Bei Rabbanon. I'm offering another possibility because I'm not very happy, and I don't think the Rashash is happy, that the Gemara all of a sudden made an about face. What happened to Asi Litoltule Bekule? Just in one breath, the Gemara just dropped it? But the answer is that because of Asi Litoltule Bekule, we have a head-on collision, and we have to decide which gzera we should apply and which gzera we should suspend. And here's where Rashi invokes the principle of Milsalo Shchicha. So in a choice situation, we have to decide one gzera against the other because they really conflict with each other. I'm going to drop the ball on the gzera of Carmelis, in this case of Yam, to the Sela, because that's Milsalo Shchicha. I'm going to insist on the Karpaf gzera of more than four amos in a Karpaf, because that's a Milsa de Shchicha. And I was frankly very excited about this until I read the next few words in Rashi. And that's where we had a problem. Rashi says, the afal gav de bisharish usayoch lekarmel is gozer abonon. Rashi seems to be saying that as a general rule, we know that there's a gzera of karmelis to reshus hayochid. And Rashi all of a sudden is asking, well, since you have a principle here called Milsalo Shchicha Lo Gazu Bei Rabbanon, how do we justify the gzera that the Rabbanon instituted that prohibits you from carrying from a Karmelis to Shusayachid or from Shusayachid out to a Karmelis? But why not say Milsalo Shchicha Lo Gazu Bei Rabbanon?
So that question depends on how you view this Gemara. Is it a theoretical case that applies? They're giving an example of Yam and
Sela.
And Sela and an outcropping. Or is this is that a Dafka case or is this a theoretical case? Most of the time I would tend to say that it's a theoretical case, and then the question is a good question, why here, not there? But if you say, who goes there for Yam? Who's going into the Yam? Who's doing that? Oh. But,
so I'm presenting two understandings of Rashi. One is the Rashash and his Kasha, and the one is our understanding of Rashi. What is Rashi saying when he uses the words Lo Gazu Rabbanan V'Milsalo Shchicha? Is he telling you that that's a reason why I should insist on the Iser Karpaf here, on top of the Sela, and drop the ball on the Iser of carrying from the Karmelis into the Sela, or onto the Sela, we'll say, because there's a head-on collision and we cannot Ief Shalakayim Shnehem? Or is Rashi just simply invoking the universal principle that we don't apply a gzera in a case of a Milsalo Shchicha? The latter interpretation was that of the Rashash. The Rashash was bothered by this because if Rashi is just employing the universal principle of Milsalo Shchicha Lo Gazu Bei Rabbanan, then the Gemara is completely changing its whole attitude. And it was Chozer Ba from its original position, which was, let's decide which of these two gzeros, right? The Gemara said that it was a situation of Hein Amru veHein Amru. And then the Gemara said, well, okay, in Hein Amru veHein Amru, Maishna, why should you give way here and not here? And now the Gemara is just saying, no, forget it. The whole gzera here doesn't apply because this is a Milsa de lo Shchicha. To have a Yam, a Karmelis, a border on a Karpaf is just something that's out of the wild blue yonder. Maybe once in a blue moon you'd have such a thing. And therefore, Milsalo Shchicha Lo Gazu Bei Rabbanan. So again, I'm not sure which way to interpret Rashi, but then I read the next few words of Rashi, and I think, Lechora, this puts us back into the camp of the Rashash, because Rashi says, well, if there's a principle called Milsa lo Shchicha lo Gozu Be'Rabbanon, then what about the whole Gzera of Rosh Hashayachid and Carmelis? You have Rosh Hashayachid that borders on a Carmelis. You're not allowed to carry from one to the other. Nobody denies that. Well, what about Milsa lo Shchicha lo Gozu Be'Rabbanon? Obviously, in the case of Rosh Hashayachid and a Carmelis, there's no conflict between two different gzeros. So if Rashi, the way we want it interpreted, is employing, he's borrowing, so to speak, the term Milsa lo Shchicha as a factor in order to justify which of the two gzeros in a collision we should choose from, then what's he talking about Rosh Hashayachid to a Carmelis? That doesn't have any bearing on that discussion. Only the Rashash would make sense in the context of Rashi's Kasha. If Rashi is rejecting this gzera of Carmelis to a Karpath because of Milsa lo Shchicha, what about any case of Rosh Hashayachid to a Karmelis? And Rashi answers, Hani Shchichin, that this is really a case that's Shchia. So that's where I got stuck, because, you know, I had sort of gotten excited about a new interpretation of Rashi that was not the Rashash's interpretation, but I see that the Rashash seems to be correct. But let me just, you know, in order to put the pieces together, and I've been thinking a lot about this, let me ask a more basic question. Rashi asks a question from Rishus HaYochid to a Carmelis. What Rishus HaYochid is Rashi talking about? In other words, a Rishus HaYochid is a place where you're allowed to carry. Our sugya was dealing with a case of a Karpaf, where the Rishus HaYochid was more than a Beis HaSayim wide, and it was Lo Hukaf Ledir, it had the status of a Karpaf. Now, if Rashi's asking, which is the way, the simple understanding of Rashi, that Milsa lo Shchicha lo Gozu Be'Rabbanon, and he's talking about a classic Rishus HaYochid, so I don't know that a classic Rishus HaYochid, if it's not a Karpaf, should be considered a Milsa de lo Shchicha lo Gozu Be'Rabbanon. Rashi doesn't seem to be asking a very convincing question over here. But let's go back to our pshat in Rashi. That Rashi is asking the following question. That what happens if you have the following scenario? We're assuming, based on our pshat, that we're going to be mevatel an iser de lo shchiach for the sake of an iser de shchiach. Right? That's how we learned it. I called it the triage theory or the confrontation theory. And if that's what Rashi's saying, then as I asked you before, why is Rashi asking the question that why is it also to be a taltel from Rosh Hashayachid to a Carmelis? I mean, there's no pressing reason why we should lift or suspend that gzera. And why does Rashi think that we should be matir, we should allow tiltul in this case? I mean, obviously Rashi's talking about a case where if we insist on this gzera of Carmelis to Rosh Hashayachid, then you're going to come to violate carrying four amos in Rosh Hashayachid. And that's exactly our sugya of Yam and Sela. If the Sela is more than a Beis HaSayim, and therefore it's a Karpaf, and the Rabbanon insisted that you're not allowed to carry more than four amos, then if we prohibit you from carrying from the sea, from the Yam, onto the Sela, you're going to mistakenly think that you're allowed to carry more than four amos on top of the Sela. So if Rashi wants to find a parallel case where if we prohibit you based on the Gzeir, from carrying from a Carmelis to a Rosh Hashayachid, then it's got to be that Rashi has a case in mind where you're not allowed to carry the four Amos plus in Rosh Hashayachid. A case that would be parallel to our Sugya of Yam and Sela, where the Rosh Hashayachid has an Iser Tiltal of more than Dalet Amos. And it's not a case of Karpa, because otherwise we're back to square one. So Rashi's coming up with a case that's parallel to the Karpov situation, and he's asking, well, once again, we have a head-on collision, that if you insist on prohibiting carrying from the Carmelis to the Rosh Hashayachid, people are going to come to the mistaken impression that the Rosh Hashayachid is Rosh Hashayachid Gemura, and they're going to come to the conclusion, mistakenly, that you're allowed to carry more than four Amos. So for this, I want to quote a principle which appears in a few places in Erevin, and that's called Rosh Hashayachid HaSura. What do I mean, Rosh Hashayachid HaSura? Our Gemara is talking about Rosh Hashayachid HaSura because it's more than a Beis Hasayim, Lo Hukaf Ledir, it's a Karpav. But there are many, many other cases of Rosh Hashayachid HaSura. Like, for example, we had a sugya of a Chatzar Gedola that's parrots to a Chatzar Ketana. Or, for example, we had a case where there was a breach in the walls of the Mechitzos of Rosh Hashayachid, and it was more than 10 Amos wide. So in all those cases where the Rosh Hashayachid now spills into Rosh Hasharabim, even though you still have Mechitzos, and on a Deraisa level it still has the status of Rosh Hashayachid, nevertheless it's Rosh Hashayachid Asura. So Rashi is now asking the following question. You have a Carmelis contiguous to Rosh Hashayachid HaAsura. In such a case, why is it, and Rashi says, a milsa the pshita, that you're not allowed to carry from the Carmelis into this Rosh Hashayachid? Why is that so? The very moment that we insist that you're not allowed to carry from a Carmelis into this Rosh Hashayachid, the onlooker is going to come to the mistaken conclusion that this Rosh Hashayachid is Rosh Hashayachid Gemura. He's going to come to carry more than four Amos in Rosh Hashayachid. And this Rosh Hashayachid is Rosh Hashayachid Asura because it's parutz into a, it's mechitzos aprutzos. And it's, parutz merubah ala omid, right?
Are you talking about also the sugya of Pasei Briot?
So let's think for a minute. In the case of Pasei Briot, no, there I think, again, you have to know the size of the, the distance between all the pasim, but I
didn't
think...
Didn't they make Kutzera there that you can't carry other than to feed the animals?
So that I don't remember. I don't remember all the details of the sugya. I'd have to review it. But I think in my mind, the simplest case would be, I think, where there's a pirtza in the walls, in the walls around the Rosh Hashayachid. But do you see what I'm trying to gain over here? I'm trying to reinterpret Rashi in such a way that Rashi's kasha, the purpose, the agenda of Rashi is to create a scenario that's exactly parallel to the case in our Gemara of Sela, of Yam and Sela. Meaning that if we insist that you're not allowed to carry from the Yam, which is a Kamos, to the Sela, because the Sela is Rosh Hashayachid, the onlooker is going to think that the status of the Sela is a Rosh Hashayachid Gemura. He's going to come to carry more than four Amos in Rosh Hashayachid. Says Rashi, what about a case of a Carmelist that borders on a Rosh Hashayachid and the Rosh Hashayachid is Rosh Hashayachid HaAsura? We are not allowed to carry more than four Amos in this Rosh Hashayachid. Once again, we have a conflict, a head-on collision between the Iser of Carmelis to Rosh Hashayachid and the Iser of four Amos in this Rosh Hashayachid, because it's parutz. Says Rashi, we again should make the calculation based on Rav Ashi that one is Shriach and one is not Shriach. So Rashi answers, Nein, you're making a mistake, because in this case, both Gzeros are Shriach. It's Shriach to have a Carmelis that borders on Rosh Hashayachid, and it's shchiach to have a Carmelis that borders on a Rosh Hashayachid that's prutza, that's asura. In other words, a karpaf and a Carmelis next to each other, body adadi, let's read the Rashi inside, afal gavde b'shar Rosh Hashayachid, and we're adding the word to Rashi asura, Le Carmelis, meaning if it's next door to a Carmelis, Gozer Abanan, and you're not allowed to carry from the Carmelis into the Shas HaYochid, Frekt Rashi, why not apply the same logic of Rav Ashi and say that in this case we're really in a bind, because if we're going to insist that it's also to carry from a Carmelis into the Rishas HaYochid, he's going to come to carry more than four Amos in the Rishas HaYochid. And it's exactly identical to our case of a Sela. And because of the problem of the Sela of more than four Amos, we dropped the ball, suspended the Gzera, and we allowed you to carry from the Carmelis into this Rishas HaYochid. So why don't we apply the same standards and the same rules in other cases where you have a Rishas HaYochid that's also a Dalet Amos, meaning more than Dalet Amos, next to a Carmelis, and we should say we're going to allow you to carry from the Carmelis into this Rishas HaYochid, because otherwise you're going to carry more than four Amos in the Rishas HaYochid. So Rashi answers, Hani Shchichan. It's quite common to have a Carmelis next door to Rishas HaYochid, right? Let's say Carmelis is a Bikur, right? So you walk out of your Rishas HaYochid, out of your palace, and you walk into a Carmelis, right? Right out into a Bikur. That's quite common. Now, again, what is your palace? Does it have four solid mechitzos? Or is there a problem with the mechitzos? If there's a problem with the mechitzos, we're not going to allow you to carry four amos inside the area that's surrounded by these mechitzos, because there's a problem with the mechitzos. And now, people are going to say, wait a minute, you're telling me I can't carry from the bikkur into the house. It must be because the house has a full-fledged status, which is a yochid. He won't realize that there's a problem here that prohibits him from carrying more than four amos in the Rishas HaYochid. So Rashi says that's Shchiach. And in the case of Shchiach, Rashi says we're going to insist on both Gzeros. We cannot drop one Gzera for the sake of the other, meaning you cannot play triage when the two Gzeros are both Shchiach. Avalhani, but this case where you have a Yam next to a Sela, Tarte Kechado, you have a Carmelis next to a Rishus HaYochid, which is Yoser Mibes HaSayim, Umitochol a Carmelis, or to carry from this Karpaf into a Carmelis, Lo Shchiach, that's something that's not Shchiach. That's what I wanted to suggest.
Nice read.
Okay, I don't know if Rashi is smiling or he's not smiling. Now,
very nice.
There's another sugya. The Rashash Lashitasa was so upset with this Rashi because not only is it uncommon, it's unheard of. There ain't no such thing in Shas. If the Gemara changes its mind, it's got to be Ella. So the Rashash leaves this as an open-ended question on Rashi. How could the Gemara have changed its whole tune? And the Rashash, no doubt, is proving it from the next line in Rashi, because Rashi asks the question, well, if Bilso Shchich Lo Gazri Bar Rabbanon, what about every case of a Carmelis that's next to a Rishus HaYochid? We know that you're not allowed to carry, there was a Gzeret Rabbanon, Rashi can't deny it, of taking from a Carmelis into a Rishus HaYochid. Why not say that a Carmelis next to Rishus HaYochid is Lo Shchiach? So the Gemara, so Rashi in his Havamina says, well, maybe it is Shchiach, and maybe Rashi Lamaskana says it is Shchiach, but in the Havamina Rashi thinks it's low Shchiach. And that's how the Rashash is learning this Rashi. So Rashi, from the beginning to the end, is talking about the issue of Milslo Shchiach Lo Gozer Bei Rabbana. And Rashi had a Havamina to say that from Carmelis to Rishus HaYochid is a Milslo Shchiach, which again I find that a little bit difficult, but that's how he's reading Rashi. So Rashi, so to make it, make a long story short, I think that the vested interest that we have here in Rashi is to insist that the Gemara never changed its mind. The Gemara just wanted to know, when I juggle one Gzeir against the other, which one should I prefer and which one should I drop? And that's what Rashi was talking about.
Where else do you have sugyas like this? Isn't the only one.
Well, I'm not sure in Hilchus Gzeiros Rabbanan, but there are many cases where you have, let's say, for example, you know, you're on the way to Shech to Korban Pesach, and you have a mes mitzvah, and the question is whether you should be metame yourself to the mes mitzvah, because the great mitzvah of mes mitzvah, or should you go to, you know, to Shech to Korban Pesach, ignore the mes mitzvah, because Korban Pesach is a mitzvah, say Sheish Bakares, you know, all these kinds of cases where you have a confrontation, and you know that you can't be mekayim both of them, so you have to decide one over the other. In this case, you have two gzeros that conflict with each other. The Gemara says that explicitly. And then Rashi says, well, there's no gzera here because it's milsalo shchicha. And the Rashash insists that it's an application of the general rule of milsalo shchicha or gozru beirabon. In this context, let's look at a sugya on daf tzadi, which, you know, at the rate we're going, you know, it's not long that it's before we get to the Aftzani. It's approximately, what is it, 2 weeks or so? 3 weeks. So the Gemara on Daf Tzadi, which you'll see on the top of the Amud, Tzadi Amud Aleph, has Boi Rami Bar Chama. And Rami Bar Chama has a question about a Gag and an Amud. So in other words, let's say I'm Reuven, and I own a gag, and I want to carry something on top of my gag, and you're Shimon, and you own an amud. This amud is smack up against my gag. And the question is, if I, let's say I'm Reuven, I own the gag, if I want to carry something on top of my gag, normally that's okay because it's Rishus HaYochid, right? That, right, Godachis Mechitzas and all that stuff. And I want to carry it also on top of the Amud. So I'm carrying it two Amos on my Gag, and contiguous to the end of my Gag, right, the Sfas HaGag, there are two Amos of an Amud. Mahu. You have a picture of it? Excellent.
Yeah.
Great. So you have a picture of it. So the Gemara is vacillating now whether or not the Gag and the Amud are considered like one Rishus, and therefore you're allowed to carry one from the other, right? Just like you're allowed to carry four Amos on top of your Gag, you're allowed to carry onto the Amud. Or should we say no? These are two separate Rishuyos, because Shimon owns the Amud, and therefore you're not allowed to carry without an Eruv from your Gag onto the Amud. So the Gemara is very upset about this. Omar Rabba, my komi boile. What kind of question is this? After all, Karmelis urishus hayochid komi boile. Could it be? I mean, he asks it like a rhetorical question, that the suffek of Rami Bar Chama is about carrying from a Karmelis into urishus hayochid, meaning that for sure that's osur. Now the Gag has the status of a Karmelis. I mean, that's the sugya in the ninth perek. Why? Because you have one gag that's contiguous to other gagos, and therefore the Rabbanan gave the gag a status of a Karmelis. The Amud, on the other hand, assuming it's 10 amos high, I'm sorry, 10 tfachim high and 4 tfachim wide, has the status of Rishus HaYochid. And therefore you're not allowed to carry from the gag onto the gag, which is a Karmelis, onto the Amud, which is a Rishus HaYochid. So this should be Pshita. So the Gemara then tries to reestablish the whole Suffolk in a different way with an Achsadra. But what I wanted to call to your attention here for a moment is Rabbeinu Tam. If you take a look in Tosus Divra Maskil Ella, it's about, I would say, three quarters of the way down the Tosfos, or maybe you could count up from the bottom of the Tosfos, about six lines. Rabbeinu Tam Pirish, Debeis Amos Begag Havi Rishus HaYochid. He's not assuming that this Gag leads into another Gag. It's your personal roof on your house, and just like the house inside is Rishus HaYochid, so too the Gag is Rishus HaYochid. Ushtei Amos Biamud, who Karmelis? Why? Because Rabbeinu Tam adds another variable into the equation. He says that we made a mistake. We thought the Amud was, our assumption was the Amud was 10 Tvachim high, and 4 tefachim wide. That makes it a Rishus HaYachid. No, no, no. It's 9 tefachim high.
9 tefachim high. It's lower than 10.
And therefore it's a caramelis. And now,
wouldn't it be a makom ptur
then? No. If it'd be a makom ptur if it was less than 4 tefachim wide. If it's 4, right. Okay. If it's 4 tefachim wide, and it's above 3 tefachim from the ground, so it's not a ka'ara smichta, then it's a caramelis. So the question of Rami Bar Chama was, can you carry from Rishus HaYochid into a caramelis? And, you know, I apply the principle here of Kol HaMosif Goreya. If Rabbeinu Tam would have stopped here, everything would have been fine. But he adds something. He says, V'chashiva legag ki Rishus HaYochid mishum demahani be eruv letaltil bekulo. Velohavi kishar karmelis. Now he's somehow on the one hand he tells you that the two amos of his gag is a karmelis. On the other hand, he's saying, you know why it's a karmelis? He's saying because there's an eruv that would allow you to be metaltil bekulo. And what bothers me about this Rabbeinu Tam is that he seems to be searching for some sort of extraneous halacha, some sort of exceptional halacha of Erevin in order to justify why there's an Iser carrying from your two amos of your gag into the two amos of the Amud. He's just finished telling me that the Amud has the status of a caramelist. Well, if the Omen has the status of a Karbalist and the Gag is Rishus HaYochid, then that's a Gzera that we're familiar with, that you're not allowed to carry from a Gag to a Karbalist. And I'm wondering if somehow we could plug in what we said in Rashi here, that maybe this is not a classic case of a Gag and a Karbalist, and it might be similar to the case of a Yam and a Sela. I don't know. But I have to work on that. So in terms of this question that we're asking, why Rabbeinu Tam is bothered that he has to introduce this factor that the caramelist here is a little bit different because in the case of a gag, we have an eruv that operates and is valid in this caramelist. Why does Rabbeinu Tam need this? What pushes him? And it could be that Rabbeinu Tam saw an application here of the principle of Rav Ashi. Namely, that if you have two gzeros that are pitted one against the other, then we are mevatel one gzer in front of the other. And Rabbeinu Tam thinks that this case of the caramelis, which is the gag, next to the caramelis, which is the amud, or shall we say, the gag is Rishus HaYochid, and this case of not allowing you to carry from the caramelist, let's say from the Amud to Rishus HaYochid, or vice versa, from the gag into the caramelist, that's a case of what we call Milsa Delo Shchicha. It's something that's not Shchiach. And then we can apply the principle of Rabbeinu Tam, and if we take the Rashash's understanding of Rashi, then it would be Milso Shchicha Lo Gozer Bei Rabbanon. And therefore, Rabbeinu Tam has to find some sort of an explanation as to why we're not going to apply the principle of Milso Shchicha Lo Gozer Bei Rabbanon. This is not like Rashi, because Rashi is saying that Karmelis and Shesayochid are both Shchiach, and therefore the principle of Rav Ashi would not apply. And Rabbeinu Tam feels that we can apply the principle of Rabbeinu Tam, of Rav Ashi over here, and we have to say Mevatlim Zeh Mipnei Zeh, because the Rishus HaYochid is Asura, the Karmelis is considered Lo Shchiach in this case, and we should be matered based on Rav Ashi. And somehow Rabbeinu Tam resolves that problem by introducing the Erev issue, which has to be understood. So that's something that we might be able to analyze in the future and figure out if that applies. So Rabbeinu Tam's problem was that a Rishus HaYochid HaSura next to a Karmelis is considered Milsa Lo Shchicha. And therefore, we should be matir based on Rav Ashi, because mevatlim zed zed in case of milsalo shchicha. Rashi, on the other hand, holds that a Rosh Seyochid Asura contiguous to a caramelist is called a milsa de shchicha. Rashi would have no need whatsoever to add the Erev issue into the that variable into the equation. But Rabbeinu Tama holds that it's not only the Karpov situation which is Milsalo Shchicha, but even a Rosh Seyochid Asura is a Milsalo Shchicha. Here the Gag is Rosh Seyochid Asura, because the Rabbanan said it looks like a caramelist. And therefore Rabbeinu Tama thinks that there shouldn't be any Iser here, unless we introduce the fact that the Gag is considered like a Rosh Seyochid, and not like a caramelist, because it is a case where Erev works to be vital to Bekulo. It's not like other caramelists. Okay, this is where we'll stop.